Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, slash and dash!
So it's going to be a manic slash and dash because Emma fucking has to dash. So
I'm going to dash.
It's like back to the old days when we had no time. I mean, we still have no time, but now we're just like, eh. So this is You Voted For You Little Liar, which is the story of Carolyn Krizan Wilson.
Liar.
And you can find out more about her. There's a snapped episode on Now TV that you can watch. I think it's season 12. Or there's an in plain sight, which is called The Barefoot Killer. If you want to know more than I'm telling you, because I'm not going to tell you all that much.
To be on snapped, do you literally have to have had a moment where you're like, yeah, you snapped? Or did they just include anyone that did a murder?
Anyone that did a murder. It feels like people who did a murder but kind of got away with it for a bit, maybe. No, I think it's just people who did a murder. I think maybe every episode's a theme, but...
Because whenever I see the trailer for it, snapped, I'm like, ooh, what made them snap? Like, what constitutes a snap? Does it have to be, like, a one-day impulse? Does it have to be over a week?
No, this is...
Is it people that deserved it and they finally snapped and killed them, or just it was murders?
This isn't, like... There was no turn, like, critical moment. Okay. So, in 1985, Carolyn was 43 and she was living with her husband, Roy McCaleb, who was 51. And he worked at a construction company in Houston, Texas. So they both lived there. And Roy and Carolyn had met after Roy divorced his wife of 22 years. I mean, that's more of a snapped.
Yeah.
But I think they divorced because one of their daughters died and they struggled to deal with it. So I think quite quickly, as men do, he'd sort of moved on and found another wife. And they'd only been married for 2 years at this point.
Okay.
So they're not like ages married. So Carolyn's...
So it didn't take much for her to snap.
Yeah. Yeah, like 2 years. That's like honeymoon period. So Carolyn's son and his girlfriend also lived in the house. And so one night, Carolyn was in the house with her husband and son. And Roy had back surgery. And like all of the best couples, they had separate rooms.
Of course. That's the key to longevity in a relationship, providing nobody snaps.
So during the night, Carolyn says that someone walked into the house through the unlocked door, which is the kind of thing that Luke and I would do.
It's the kind of thing I would do as well. I mean, me and Tom aren't in separate rooms yet, but we do have separate duvets.
Yeah.
That's happened.
See, I've just bought a king size bed. I'm wondering how different it's going to feel to double, but it arrives on Friday.
So, even in a king size, it started on holiday when we were in a hotel and it was two duvets, even though the bed was huge, and it was amazing.
Oh,
it was like I was in a double bed on my own. You can get wrapped up like a little sausage roll.
So... someone walks in through the door and then he turns on Carolyn holding a knife to her throat and then he rapes her. So
wait, where's Roy?
Roy is in his room.
Oh, separate rooms.
And apparently his son's in the house. So very quietly, he rapes her. So then the man finds, this is at knife point, and then he finds Carolyn's gun, which she keeps under her pillow. So people have already started to question, like, if she knows there's a gun under the pillow,
why didn't she get it out?
Yeah, just grab it.
And all these men are sleeping like logs in this house.
Yeah. So then the murderer gets the gun, walks away from her, goes to Roy's room and shoots Roy. So then the murderer makes a run for the door and she says... she accidentally bumps into him and he drops the gun. And then he runs out the door and she shoots at it, at the murderer, twice, conveniently explaining therefore why she has some gun residue on her hand.
I see.
So she then phones the police, who tell her, don't shower, because obviously there's going to be DNA, so you need to preserve that evidence. And then Carolyn's friends, and also I think a member of Roy's family, have said that she came out of the house to tell them what happened. And also in Snapped, there's a bit where the son has a conversation with her during the attack, but then she doesn't mention anything about being attacked. That's, I didn't really quite get that, but... Apparently after she goes and speaks to people, and she's pretty calm, but she tells them what's happened, and then she goes home, and then she has a shower anyway,
because
she couldn't help herself. So then police question Carolyn after the murder, and she adds,
was she like ringing them up being like, so when I'm not having a shower, what type of soap should I not be using to get rid of all the evidence?
Pretty much. So then she adds to this I don't want to say story, but she adds, when she speaks to the police, when they question her regarding the murder, she says that, oh, and also I thought I'd mention that the same man walked in front of my car a week ago and then got in and then made me pull over in a quiet area and he raped me.
And then I told him where I lived.
And then he somehow found out how where I lived. Yeah, you're right to question it. And then, but she didn't tell anyone because she was worried about her husband's recovery from his back surgery.
Yeah.
So then she just sort of kept that quiet. But so she was previously knew this guy. Obviously, he'd done an awful thing to her. So then police were pretty suspicious.
I mean, I'm assuming this whole time that she's lying.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean,
yeah. I was like, I'm going to look like such a dick. Like, and then her rapist was convicted.
police were really suspicious of this story, particularly because Carolyn stood to inherit Roy's life insurance. In fact, actually, it was so questionable that they didn't actually pay out in the end, so she didn't get anything.
I think as soon as she had the shower, when they told her expressly not to, that's a huge warning sign.
Yeah. So no arrest was made and it became a cold case. So although they didn't believe her, they didn't do anything about it and they didn't actually challenge her.
That is a classic teacher move. Like if someone, someone's come up to you on and told you like, oh, so-and-so called me a pussy and you're like, okay. And in my head, I'm like, you probably deserved it. I'm going to do nothing.
It's much harder with teenagers because they will kick off.
The standard line is, thank you for telling me. I will do something about it. And the something is, ignore it completely. Not everything. That makes it sound like all teachers are shit and they don't do anything. But you know, if it's someone like, someone pushed me on the playground. I'm like, I just saw you jumping on his back, so I'm not going to do anything about this. I'm going to sit tight.
So as it gets nearer the end of term, you're like, I care less.
I feel like you all deserve what's coming to you.
Yeah. Carolyn's sons also both work for the police force. Now, I'm not saying that's going to have anything to do with why this just remains a cold case, but even she gains a job doing admin working for the police as well. So she's sort of in there. Now, because Roy's family continue to pursue the case, although it is a cold case and it is left with nothing done for 28 years.
Fuck, she's so old now too.
Yeah. So till 2008, because they still kept saying, look, this is wrong, we need something done.
I love it when an old pensioner like who gets arrested. Yeah. You know, they did a murder a long time ago, like when they hunt down Nazis and they're like, like, it wasn't me. And you're like, get in prison, you old bastard.
Yeah, but the problem is when it comes to that they don't get very strong convictions and they often don't get convicted because they're like, but it's a sweet old woman, and then they just get away with it, which is I think what Roy's family were worried. I mean, she almost does, to be honest. So
she's like in her 70s now, isn't she?
Yeah, so there's no more evidence. It's the same. So her story, the gun residue on her fingers, which she explains is because she shot after the suspect after they dropped the gun. The blood on her nightgown, which again, she says, oh, I was trying to save my husband afterwards. And her potentially getting his life insurance as motive. But she is arrested. But her attorneys say, too much time has passed. You're not really going to get a conviction from a jury because they're going to feel sad for her. But we can do a plea deal. But Roy's family are unhappy because the sentences on the table at this point are really, really short. Mm. Because she's so old and things.
Yeah, but who says you've got to be get out? Like, put her in prison till she dies.
I know. So, and also, I'm not sure 100%, but there's a lot of reports that said she had dementia at this point as well. It's kind of like, what are you going to do?
That's more awkward.
Yeah.
Dementia's bad enough. Yeah.
So after years of still no trial or conviction, eventually Roy's family say, right, we are going to say yes to the plea deal because otherwise she's never going to get any justice. She'll never have to face up to these crimes, even if it is just a token something. So they agree to this shorter sentence. And Roy's daughter says in court, we've been failed by the system here on earth, but one day soon you will be in God's hands and he will decide your punishment for murdering my father. But she gets 6 months in prison.
What? 6 months? What? But she was found guilty and the sentence was 6 months.
6 months. Well, it's a plea deal. So she pleaded guilty. Yeah.
So that she
And
didn't...
they went, yeah, 6 months. Like, 6 months. I mean, would you even serve, like, would you serve three? I could do that.
Surely she'd serve. Could you, though? Have you watched 60 Days in Prison?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
they
no, that's
all
pretty bad.
Thought they could do it.
That's true.
They were all dicks.
So Carolyn also, as a side note, had 7 husbands during her lifetime.
Oh, well done.
And had a previous conviction.
And 6 of them died by the same rapist.
But she'd also been charged with bigamy in 1986 when 2 of them had overlapped. I guess it's like hard to keep track of them after a while. Yeah, so she did only have 6 months in prison. So essentially she did get away with it. I'm not sure she essentially snapped. I guess she decided to murder him.
She made a calculated decision.
While her son was in. That's the weird thing. Mm. Anyway, so we've kind of done it in enough time. Enjoy getting your nails done, ever. Bye!
Dash and dash!
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.